I changed courses suddenly, hoping to throw Scratch and the Titans off my trail. The quirk seemed to have reached full growth in the months following our arrival in the Triple Hoyan city. His final transformation went beyond size and strength. The animal's fur was now gloss black, with streaks of gold running from his nose to his haunches. The tail was an ebony dagger of death on the end of a whip. The pattern of his coloring did not resemble a tiger, despite my frequent comparisons of him to the big cats of Bengal. Something about his size and the squareness of his jawline reminded me of my favorite animal. The pattern was like beads of liquid gold had streaked backward over his body as he charged into a strong wind. The quirk had grown beyond my original comparison to a lynx crossed with a golden retriever. Resplendent fur, rippling muscles, and terrifying agility marked the creature as something completely new, kind of a big, playful killer that didn't understand his own strength, power, or speed. He wasn't a space tiger, not at all. Completely different. He was a big, happy, and very loyal hunter that might curl at my feet one day and charge through the passageways of this strange new citadel the next. The floor, walls, and ceiling were translucent. Vibrant colors floated all around the passageway, seemingly near enough to touch. Three Hoyans had settled to the seafloor. During the last 1,000 years, life had evolved in new and surprising ways. I couldn't believe I was here, or that my eyes were telling me the truth. The universe never quit testing my imagination, or my ability to appreciate the magnitude of galactic diversity. Aquatic life of every variety, both strange and disturbingly familiar, thrived on the exterior of the domes and tunnels of this strange version of Atlantis. I regulated my breathing and my stride as I watched glowing squid pods surge into the blackness in almost every direction. Few of the prehistoric-looking fish that hunted the midnight zone of this ocean came near this place. They used bioluminescence to lure prey, and that didn't work so well here. The Hoyan Triple City was the Vegas Strip of the ocean depths. The soft padding of Scratch's paws sounded behind me. The rapid cadence suggested he was accelerating. His huffing reinforced the idea. Somewhere behind him, probably frustrated, ran Ultim and Tali, Wozim's oldest and most adventurous children. Oddly enough, I didn't hear their footfalls at all. The only reason I knew they were part of the chase was that they didn't quit. Ever. The size or importance of the challenge was completely irrelevant to them. I put on a burst of speed. It was a game we played. Sometimes I wished Hash had brought hops to keep Scratch busy. Most days I looked forward to our runs. Until the jumping started. Scratch closed the distance, then leapt through the air at the precise moment I looked back and slowed for a half second.
No, Scratch, don't!
The black and gold quirk slammed into me. The speed necessary to overtake me while sprinting and still hit me this hard was impressive. We tumbled. I rolled expertly and came out slightly to one side of the flailing beast. He was all power and grace, except when it came to this. Feet under me and hands up for balance, I went on the offensive and rushed forward to rough up the quirk's fur. Take that!
Noah!
He yowled, shaking his pointy ears. We wrestled from one side of the passageway to the other, laughing and caterwauling at each other. Yeah, I did that. This was Scratch. I didn't care who was watching.
Shall we join this undignified spectacle?
Ultim asked, sounding older than his 19 Titan years as he and his sister arrived on scene.
Must we?
Tali asked, though I saw a gleam in her eyes not common to her people. There were times I thought she had been spending too much time with Liana, our resident gleam. What kind of disservice to the universe was I doing by introducing a Titan mischief maker into the mix? Nothing would go horribly wrong with a young warrior pranking us from here to the Milky Way. I jumped back, pressed my hands against my knees, and snarled at Scratch, who returned the gesture with gusto.